Nicholas Asom, who is the head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan and the special representative of the UN Secretary General, says the government of South Sudan has done very little to implement the country's roadmap for the extension of the transitional period. In August 2022, the signatories to the peace deal agreed to extend the transitional period by another 2 years, arguing that additional time was needed for completing some elements of the agreement. Asom told reporters in Juba Wednesday, the signatories of the 2018 revitalized peace have a long way to go.
The constitution-making process, electoral legislation, standing up the necessary institutions and structures, as well as creating the environment to support robust political competition, require tangible measures. The constitution-making process is, in our estimation, 10 months behind schedule, and elections planning is 8 months behind schedule. Several aspects of the transitional security arrangements are simply hanging.
The UN top diplomat in South Sudan says he recently met with President Salva Kiir and expressed concern over the progress in the implementation of the roadmap. He says 2023 is, in his words, a make-or-break year for South Sudan's leaders to complete the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement.
This is not the time to take our eyes off the ball. What we can learn from Sudan is how quickly matters can unravel if neglected. At the beginning of the year, I outlined the challenges and priorities facing South Sudan. And the scale of importance of what remains to be done does not leave room for inaction. We still see 2023 as a make or break year for this nation if it is to fully implement the peace agreement, which is to suggest that matters cannot be deferred to 2024.
Pogboth Baluang, SPLM-IO Director for Communication and spokesperson in the office of First Vice President Riek Machar, says several factors are contributing to the slow implementation of the roadmap.
Lack of political will, lack of the role of the grantors of the agreement to carry out their duties, to supervise and to make sure that the agreement is being implemented in letter and spirit. We added the issue of lack of resources to it. They should play a bigger role or major role rather than pointing fingers to the parties.
The UNMISS chief, Asom, says the rates of violence and human rights violations are still up in South Sudan.
Unfortunately, human rights bodies have recorded violations in various parts of the country, and the first quarter report showed a 12% increase in violent incidents affecting civilians compared to the same reporting period last year. Sadly, there have been minimal steps taken by relevant authorities to hold perpetrators to account.
He says attacks on humanitarian workers continue in South Sudan, adding that the future hangs on the successful implementation of the 2018 peace agreement.
And that is why we see the successful completion of the transitional period of the revitalized peace agreement as critical for putting South Sudan on the pathway to peace and sustainable development, and in persuading donors that South Sudan is a viable proposition.
Martin Ilia Lomoro, South Sudan Cabinet Minister and Secretary General for the High-Level Implementation Committee of the Peace Agreement, says the signatories of the deal are working hard to implement the roadmap.
ISOM is being in a hurry. He knows that the government and UNMISS agreed on a joint task force that will be dealing with the electoral and constitutional making process. He knows that, and he's the co-chair. He's co-chair between me as the Minister of Cabinet Affairs and ISOM as the head of UNMISS. We agreed that the priority would be the conduct of the conference on Chapter 5, which we all saw. And the next move, by next week, we'll have the first meeting of the joint task force. We have a representation of all the concerned institutions, ministries, commissions, as well as RGMEC, the Ministry of Justice, IGAD.
Lomuro says the new task force will mobilize funds for the constitution drafting process. He says ANMIS is doing very little to support the peace process in South Sudan.
We just had a conference on Chapter 5 and they contributed zero. They just talk. We have already formed a task force and we shall see what they can do.
South Sudan is scheduled to hold first elections as an independent country in 2024. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.